American Family News, I'm Musty Pugh. The so-called hush money trial against former President Donald Trump has resumed today in New York City. The former president, again, claims the case is politically motivated.
It should be over. The case is over. You heard what was said, and the case should be over. But you'll have to make that determination. I think we have a judge that will never allow this case to be over in a positive way. He's highly conflicted.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on former President Trump's claim of presidential immunity from prosecution in the election interference case against him. This is Trump's attorney, Will Scharf.
Yeah, we were certainly optimistic coming out of the Supreme Court yesterday. They seem to be taking this issue of presidential immunity, the scope of presidential immunity, very, very seriously. And they seemed very receptive to our arguments that without a robust presidential immunity for a president's official acts in office, the presidency itself as an institution could be absolutely crippled. And we wouldn't have presidents able to take the sort of decisive action that the Constitution intended because of this fear of political prosecutions after they leave office.
A conservative activist says Donald Trump's attorneys have shown no inclination to legally challenging a New York judge who continues to keep him off the campaign trail. Chad Groening has more.
Once again, the former president was forced to spend the day trapped in a New York courtroom while Joe Biden was free to campaign. And the presiding judge still has not ruled on the prosecutor's request to sanction and fine Trump over social media posts they say violate a gag order in the hush money trial. And there has been some suggestion that the former president should even face jail time for violating the gag order. As we reported on AFN, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has expressed his deep concerns about the case and thinks there has to be some way to reach out to the Supreme Court. Gary Bauer is chairman of the Campaign for Working Families. He says this is something that is hard to fight back against.
So I've asked the same question. Can a judge in one state force a presidential candidate to stay in the courtroom? But the Supreme Court's not going to take that case on unless somebody brings the case. And for whatever reason, Donald Trump's attorneys have not brought the case. So there must be some concern that they have.
And Bauer says there is a question of Trump deciding to unilaterally ignore the judge and go campaign.
Just Trump saying, no, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to some other state. Well, what if he goes into another state that's controlled by the Democrats? Pennsylvania's got a Democrat governor, a Democrat attorney general, and I have no idea whether they would try to arrest him if he went into one of these other states.
I'm Chad Groening.
Anti-Jewish, pro-Hamas protests at colleges and universities around the country aren't slowing down, despite hundreds of arrests. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says universities allowed this to happen.
I think most people in America are disgusted by what they're seeing on these campuses. And it started by the way they brew their own hatred. A lot of these professors are teaching the hatred in the classroom. They don't make their Jewish students feel safe. It shows you what the school's priorities are. They will not protect their Jewish students. The anti-Semitism is allowed. It's growing.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with China's president in Beijing.
The meeting between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese President Xi Jinping was at times contentious over global issues. But Secretary Blinken says some progress was made, telling reporters that not only have the U.S. and China resumed direct military-to-military communications, the two nations are cooperating on another front.
I'm pleased to announce that earlier today, we agreed to hold the first U.S.-PRC talks on artificial intelligence to be held in the coming weeks.
The U.S. wants China to do more when it comes to stemming the flow of chemicals used to make fentanyl, and also discussed China's maneuvers in the South China Sea and its support for Russia in the invasion of Ukraine. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The U.S. stock market is heading toward its first winning streak in the last four. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 130 points, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 2.1%. More news available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.